Weighted Envy Freeness Revisited, Indivisible Resource and House Allocations. Hello, and welcome to Research Revealed, where we dive deep into cutting-edge research papers to uncover the fascinating stories behind the science. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jen. Today, we're exploring a paper that tackles one of the oldest problems in human society, how to divide stuff fairly. The paper is titled Weighted Envy Freeness Revisited, Indivisible Resource and House Allocations by Yuxi Liu and Mingyu Shao from the University of Electronic Science and Technology of China.
That's right, Jen. This paper examines the challenge of fair allocation when people have different levels of entitlement or claim to resources. Think about how siblings might divide an inheritance, or how organizations of different sizes might share common resources.
The authors introduce a new concept of fairness called some average envy freeness that dramatically increases the likelihood of finding fair allocations compared to existing methods. They also provide a comprehensive analysis of the computational complexity of finding these fair allocations.
So let's dive in and discover how mathematics can help us share things more fairly, even when we're not all equally entitled to them. Hashtag, understanding the basics of fair allocation.
Before we get into the paper's contributions, let's talk about the problem of fair division. Imagine you have a set of valuable items that cannot be divided, like houses, cars, or family heirlooms, and you need to distribute them among several people who may value these items differently.
Right, and the classic notion of fairness here is called envy freeness, which means that no person should prefer someone else's allocation over their own. In other words, I shouldn't look at what you got and think, I wish I had that instead of what I got.
But traditional envy freeness assumes everyone has an equal claim to the resources. In reality, that's often not the case. Think about dividing an inheritance among family members. Closer relatives might traditionally have a greater claim than distant ones.
Or consider a situation where resources are being allocated to organizations of different sizes. A company with 1,000 employees might reasonably expect more resources than one with just 10 employees.
Exactly. To handle these real-world scenarios, researchers introduced the concept of weighted envy freeness. Under this model, each person or entity is assigned a weight that reflects their level of entitlement.
The most common approach to weighted envy freeness, which the authors call average envy freeness, divides each person's utility or satisfaction by their weight when assessing fairness. So, if I have twice the weight as you, I should get resources that give me at least twice the utility.
But there's a problem with this approach. The authors and previous researchers found that imposing these weighted constraints actually makes it much harder to find fair allocations in practice. It's like creating a more theoretically fair system that rarely works in the real world.
And when we're dividing resources, we can't just throw up our hands and say, sorry, no fair allocation exists. We have to allocate the resources somehow.
That's where this paper comes in. The authors revisit weighted envy freeness and propose a new concept that's more likely to yield feasible fair allocations. The new sum average concept.
So what's this new concept the authors propose?
They call it sum average envy freeness, and it's a clever modification of the existing approaches. Under this concept, an agent, or person, doesn't envy another agent if at least one of two conditions is met.
First condition, the traditional non-weighted envy freeness condition. I like my bundle at least as much as yours.
Second condition, the weighted condition. My utility divided by my weight is at least as high as your utility divided by your weight.
So essentially, as long as either of these conditions is satisfied, there's no envy. This means some average envy freeness is a more relaxed criterion than either traditional envy freeness or average envy freeness alone.
Right. It's important to understand that some average envy freeness is not just a simple union of the other two concepts. The authors demonstrate this with a simple example involving two resources, two agents, and different weights.
Could you walk us through that example?
Sure. In their example 2, there are two resources with values 5 and 10, and two agents with weights 1 and 10. There's no way to satisfy traditional envy freeness or average envy freeness, but there is an allocation that satisfies some average envy freeness.
The authors also highlight two important properties that typical fairness concepts should have, but that weighted envy freeness, EV envy freeness, lacks.
First is what they call inheritability. If an allocation is fair under the original concept, it should remain fair under the new concept. Second is exchange elimination. If one agent envies another, swathing their resources should eliminate the envy.
Their new sum avig envy freeness satisfies both these properties, making it more intuitive and practical.
And perhaps most importantly, their experimental results show that sum average envy free allocations exist far more frequently than either sum envy free or average envy free allocations.
In fact, in their experiments with 8 agents and 8 resources, they found that sum envy free allocations existed in less than 1% of cases. Average envy free in less than 0.01% of cases, but some average envy free in around 28% of cases. That's a huge improvement. Computational complexity analysis.
Now let's talk about the paper's analysis of the computational complexity of finding these fair allocations. This gets a bit technical, but it's important because it tells us how difficult it is to actually compute these fair allocations in practice.
The authors look at two main allocation problems. Indivisible resource allocation, where all resources must be allocated and each resource goes to exactly one agent. And house allocation, where each agent receives exactly one resource.
For each of these problems, they analyze the complexity of finding fair allocations under the three different concepts of envy freeness: sum, average, and sum average.
They also consider different types of preferences. For example, they look at identical preferences, where all agents value each resource the same way, and 0-1 preferences, where agents either want a resource, utility 1, or don't, utility 0.
Let's start with indivisible resource allocation. The authors show that under identical and 0-1 preferences, checking the existence of both average envy-free and some average envy-free allocations can be solved in polynomial time. That means there are efficient algorithms to solve these problems.
But under general 0-1 preferences, both problems become NP-hard, which essentially means they're computationally intractable for large instances.
The authors also show that if we fix the number of agents or the number of resources, the problems become more tractable. For instance, they prove that finding average envy-free and some average envy-free allocations is fixed parameter tractable with respect to the number of agents under 0-1 preferences.
In simpler terms, if the number of agents is small, even if the number of resources is large, we can find fair allocations efficiently.
For house allocation, there's an interesting twist. Some envy-free and average envy-free house allocations can be found in polynomial time under general preferences.
But surprisingly, finding some average envy-free house allocations is NP-hard under general preferences, even when there are only 2 types of weights and 3 types of numbers in the utility functions.
However, under more restricted preferences like 0/1 or identical preferences, finding some of envy-free house allocations can be done efficiently.
The authors provide detailed proofs for all these complexity results, often using sophisticated techniques like reductions from known NP-hard problems and dynamic programming algorithms. Experimental results and practical implications.
The theoretical analysis is fascinating, but what really stands out to me are the experimental results. The authors ran 10,000 instances with 5 to 8 agents and 8 resources and compared the existence of fair allocations under the 3 different concepts.
Their findings consistently show that some average envy-free allocations exist far more frequently than some envy-free or average envy-free allocations. This was true across different preference distributions and weight ranges.
They tested 2 weight ranges, 1 to 100 and 101 to 200. Interestingly, the 1 to 100 range, which has a larger ratio between maximum and minimum weights, showed an even stronger advantage for some average NV-freeness.
What I find particularly striking is how rapidly the existence of fare allocations drops as the number of agents increases, especially for some and average NV-freeness. With 8 agents, average NV-free allocations existed in less than 0.01% of instances, while some average NV-free allocations still existed in about 28% of instances.
This really underscores the practical value of their new concept. When traditional fairness concepts fail to produce any fare allocation, some average NV-freeness might still provide a reasonable alternative.
Let's talk about some real-world applications of this research. The weighted fare allocation problem appears in many scenarios. Inheritance division, resource allocation among organizations of different sizes, and even government budget allocations to regions with different populations.
Exactly. Consider a family inheritance scenario where a parent wants to divide properties among children of different ages or needs. Traditional NV-freeness might be too restrictive, while the new some average NV-freeness could offer a more practical solution.
Or think about allocating resources like computers or office space in a university department. Different research groups have different sizes and needs, and the weighted approach could better capture these differences.
The authors are careful to point out that their proposal of some average NV-freeness is not a denial of average NV-freeness, but rather an extension of the notion of fairness under weights. It's like how in previous fare division research, when NV-free allocations couldn't be guaranteed to exist, researchers proposed relaxed concepts like EF1, NV-free up to one item.
That's a good point. This paper isn't saying the traditional weighted approach is wrong. It's offering an alternative when the traditional approach fails to produce a solution. Reflections on the research.
Now that we've covered the main points of the paper, Tom, what did you find most interesting about this research?
I think what fascinates me most is how the authors identified a practical problem with existing fairness concepts and proposed a solution that significantly improves the likelihood of finding fair allocations. It's a perfect example of how theoretical computer science can address real-world challenges.
I agree. I also appreciate how they conducted a comprehensive analysis, both theoretical and experimental. They didn't just propose a new concept and stop there. They thoroughly investigated its properties, computational complexity, and practical performance.
One limitation I see is that while some average NV-freeness increases the existence of fair allocations, it's still not guaranteed to exist in all cases. The authors mention this, noting that even in simple scenarios, like assigning one resource to two agents, a fair allocation might not exist.
That's true. And there's also the question of whether some average NV-freeness might be too relaxed in some contexts. Since it only requires one of two conditions to be met, it might allow allocations that some would consider unfair.
I think that's where context becomes important. Different applications might call for different fairness concepts. In some scenarios, where finding any fair allocation is difficult but necessary, some average NV-freeness could be the right choice.
The authors also leave an interesting open problem at the end of the paper. They show that SAEF house allocation under identical preferences can be solved efficiently, but they don't know whether this extends to identical order preferences, where all agents rank resources in the same order but may assign different values to them.
That's a natural next step for this research. I'm also curious about how these concepts might extend to online settings, where resources arrive over time and must be allocated immediately. Conclusion.
To sum up, this paper makes several important contributions to the field of fare allocation. First, it introduces a new concept of weighted NV-freeness that significantly increases the likelihood of finding fare allocations.
Second, it provides a comprehensive analysis of the computational complexity of finding fare allocations under different fairness concepts and preference restrictions, identifying cases where efficient algorithms exist and where the problems become intractable.
And third, it presents experimental results that convincingly demonstrate the practical advantage of the new sum-average envy-freeness concept over existing approaches.
The implications of this research extend to various real-world scenarios where resources need to be allocated fairly among entities with different levels of entitlement, from inheritance division to organizational resource allocation.
The paper reminds us that fairness is a complex and nuanced concept. While mathematics can provide frameworks for thinking about fairness, there's often a tension between theoretical ideals and practical feasibility.
As the authors put it, their approach complements rather than contradicts existing notions of fairness. It's about expanding our toolkit for addressing fairness challenges in diverse contexts.
That's right. And ultimately, this research helps us get closer to the goal of developing allocation methods that are both fair in principle and feasible in practice.
That wraps up our deep dive into Weighted Envy Freeness Revisited. We hope you've gained some insights into the fascinating world of fair allocation and the ongoing efforts to make it work better in practice.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Research Revealed. If you enjoyed this discussion, please subscribe for more explorations of cutting-edge research papers. Until next time, I'm Jen.
And I'm Tom. Happy fair sharing, everyone. And now, a quick word from our sponsors.
Are you tired of your family fighting over who gets what when dividing up grandma's antiques?
Do your coworkers constantly complain about resource allocation at the office?
Introducing FairShare Plus from Weighted Wizards, the revolutionary new app based on cutting-edge, sum-average envy-freeness technology.
That's right! Our patented algorithm uses the groundbreaking research we just discussed to create allocations that are 28 times more likely to be fair than traditional methods.
Just input everyone's preferences, set their entitlement weights, and boom! The perfect division of indivisible goods without the family feud.
I used FairShare Plus when dividing my late uncle's collection of vintage action figures between me and my five cousins. My cousin Brad had 10 times my weight because he was the favorite. But I still ended up with He-Man.
And it's not just for inheritances. Use it for roommate chore assignments, company parking spots, or deciding which child gets the bigger bedroom.
Warning. May cause mild mathematical confusion and occasional cries of, "But that's not really fair." Side effects include reduced holiday dinner arguments and significantly fewer HR complaints.
Download FairShare Plus today, because when traditional fairness fails, we've got a mathematically relaxed condition that probably works.
FairShare Plus team, making approximately 28% of allocation scenarios fair since 2023.
Not available in households with more than 8 family members due to computational complexity constraints.
Welcome back, listeners. You know what I love? Products that make me question reality.
Is that why you have that tattoo that says, "Am I real?" on your lower back?
That was a phase, Jen. And we promised not to talk about my philosophical tramp stamp on air.
Well, speaking of questioning reality, today's sponsor literally defies the laws of physics.
That's right. Marble Mayhem Anti-Gravity Solutions. Our friends who make marbles that don't just roll, they refuse physics entirely.
Perfect for ceiling races, vertical art installations, and confusing the family cat.
I got some last week, and my cat has been staring at the ceiling for 3 days straight. I think she's having an existential crisis.
Not just cats. They actually come with a warning. May cause existential crises in physics professors.
My cousin teaches physics at community college, and after I showed him these marbles, he quit his job and now lives in a tent questioning everything he's ever known.
Marble Mayhem Anti-Gravity Solutions. Because sometimes you just need your balls to float.
Jennifer.
What? That's literally their slogan.
Oh, right. Check them out at marblemayhem.com.